This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today to join us as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in for another great study here today. We are starting in 1 John chapter 2:18, chapter 2, verse 18, where the Apostle John informs us, little children, it is the last hour. And it's a look, you know, scoffers look at that and say, and have said, well, that was 2,000 years ago. And there's your proof that the Bible is wrong. Not true. Don't jump to so many conclusions. You see, just like the space shuttle here in Florida, things can happen when the countdown can be put on pause. Here, when the old space shuttle was launching, it was put on pause at 9 minutes. Now, 9 minutes is exactly 9 minutes. Or in football, at the two-minute warning. It's even a warning that there's 2 minutes left. But don't tell your wife there's 2 minutes left before she can serve dinner. Otherwise, you're going to be wearing your dinner 40 minutes later. Hence, don't risk your soul and call the Bible untrue just because things haven't happened on your timeline. But God gives the signs for when His end times clock is ticking again. That is what this sermon is. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me, please. Paul at WMIEFM.com or go to WGOD Radio. If you're on Facebook, you'll find the link on there, The Last Hour.
Sign number three, this time NIV Bible. Sign number three is God's end times players are in place. God's end times players are in place. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13. Then the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God. It said to the sixth angel that had the trumpet, release the four angels that are bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. Then he makes this odd comment. He said, I heard the number of them. How does that go? How did he hear the number of them? Had to be something like this. Here he is. He's seeing his vision. And then someone comes up to John and says, by the way, John, there's 200 million of them. Why would he say that? Maybe because there's only 4,038,000 Romans in all the world. The world had maybe 40 or 50 or 60 million people in it. And now God says there's going to be 200 million people in this army, when the world's got nothing near that. The Bible says in the last hour, an end times army of 200 million men is going to cross over a dried up Euphrates River and gather together at a place called Megiddo for the final great battle. And now in 2020, China boasts an army of guess how many people? 200 million. And God tells them 2,000 years ago the number. Where do I go? First, let's say it's a sign that we're nearing the end. When you see all these things, Jesus said, when you see all these things, recognize I am near, even at the doors. Now, today, you don't need faith anymore to believe in the number 200 million. Why do you need faith? You already know it. You see, God does these things deliberately to whittle down his elect and all the leeches and the hangers-on who have no faith, same as God whittled down Gideon's army to 200 million. This verse right here, from what I learned in seminary, was the number one proof text there was. As the Bible says, 200 million people are going to cross over a river when there's only 40 million people in the world. Therefore, that's proof. The Bible is a lie. Number one proof text for atheists. This is why Jesus can say, blessed are those who don't see and yet believe. Just because you don't see it, it doesn't mean it's not true. Or like Bill says, just because it's not happening in your own front yard, it doesn't mean it's not happening. At one point, God will confront you with a monumental test of your faith. A test which you cannot lean on your own understanding. Little children, it is the last hour. Are you ready for his return? Again, Jesus said, be ye also ready, for at an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. On the authority of the Word of God, I tell you, and everyone watching here on Facebook today, that if you miss this, you are lost forever and will suffer eternal damnation if you miss this. If you miss Jesus coming back for his own, so that where I am, there you may be also, he said, if you miss that, you are lost forever. Jesus said, marvel not at this. For the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life, them that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. All right, sign number four. Perhaps this is a surprise to many. Sign number four, that this is the last hour. Indifference in the world. Indifference in the world. Matthew 24:12, Jesus says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Because of all the evil out here in the world, the love of many will wax or grow cold. Look around you, witness firsthand. There's no greater sign of his return than this verse right here. Look around. Look at the end of hospitality today as we know it. Look at all the evil and nasty and unloving people in the United States. The whole country's full of them now. Never used to be this way. Remember back when you were a kid? Whether or not you're 50 or 55 or 80 or 85, remember back when you were a kid? It was never this way. This is Jesus' sign that you'll know. Because iniquity, because the evil will increase, the love of many will wax cold. The end of hospitality. Here's another quote I read to help explain this, as if we needed any more help. The news is filled with horror stories that confirm that love has waxed cold. Physical and sexual abuse between family members. Adultery is not only the norm, it's encouraged on TV and in movies. Mothers drowning their children so that they can date men that don't like children. Countless men murder their wives for their own sordid reasons. Husbands kill the entire families. Teens give birth and dump their newborns in a dumpster. Children kill their parents for the inheritance money or because they grounded them. Children's blowing up schools. People shooting up schools. The list goes on and on. We have become so immune to all the killing that we accept them as commonplace. But it's one of Jesus' signs that you'll know that his return is near. It's prophetic. It's the last hour. Paul said this about the last hour, 2 Timothy 3. He said, know this also, in the last days perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves. Ain't that the truth? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. This could be the front page of tomorrow's newspaper, right? Now, perhaps you say, well, any age can say that. Well, perhaps. But any age prior to May 15th, 1948 would be wrong for saying it. Israel is the focal point in time and history. Prophecy and history revolve around Israel. Not here. All right, lastly, number 5. Indifference in the church. Revelation 3:15. Indifference in the church. Jesus says, I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. But I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you were lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Boy, imagine reading that pastor's mail. I think I'd want to be the guitar player or a deacon or something else instead of the pastor of that church. He's telling the pastor he's going to vomit him out of his mouth. Because you're lukewarm. What does that mean? That means you're the same temperature as your surroundings. To be lukewarm is to be just like the people outside the door of the church. Just like them. You accept what they accept. You're scared of what they're scared of. You do the same things that they do. It makes Jesus sick to his stomach. What does he say? He says, come out from among them. And be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You can't be the same as the world. Because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Verse 17, Revelation 3:17. Because you say that I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and yet you do not know that you are
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM.
This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle.